Up next on American Restoration.
This is my childhood pedal tracker.
So your grandfather had a big one?
Yep.
And he bought you a small one?
Yep.
That's awesome. Oh, man, that is cool.
I called Rick to look at an old bumper car.
We got to figure out where we're putting the motor, where we're putting the battery, how we're wiring it.
You're starting to scare me a little bit.
The crew's been working like crazy, so we're going to blow off a little steam.
Go, 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 go!
You better run and hide!
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. We recently moved our entire business into a brand new shop, so things have been even crazier than usual around here. The old shop was like my home for 30 years, so leaving that place choked me up a bit. But the roller coaster's finally slowing down, and we're all adjusting really well to our new home.
This thing's got a lot of dingers on it.
Yeah, I know.
One thing that concerns me about the big shop move is that walk-in customers might not be able to even find us.
Coming in hot.
But luckily for us, if you fix it, they will come.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm Rick.
Rick, Eddie, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. What you got?
Got a Farmall kids tractor.
A tractor?
A tractor.
Tyler, we're gonna need more space. He's got a tractor. No, never mind.
I came down to Rick's restoration today to see if he could restore my Farmall tractor.
Set this up here.
I'd like it restored because it's a childhood memory I have of my grandfather who passed away 2 years ago at 90, so it's in his memory.
Thanks for bringing this in. Hey. This is bad.
This is my childhood pedal tractor. It's about 40 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it's modeled after my grandfather's tractor.
Wow.
Actually, I got two different photos, one on the ranch and one of my grandfather.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And that's the tractor.
And sure enough, there's a Farmall right there.
That was my grandfather during the World War II.
Wow. So your grandfather had a big one?
Yep.
And he bought you a small one?
Yes, he did.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Pedal cars were modeled after full-size vehicles, so kids could pretend like they were grown-ups. They had everything from fire trucks and planes to tractors and trains.
So how would you like it done?
I'd like it restored probably back to where it was originally, just Farmall red or International Harvester red.
Okay.
I don't know if that's possible, but our family would like probably to dedicate to my grandfather, maybe have a picture or something put on the seat, possibly.
So you're gonna put your granddad's picture here?
Yeah, correct. My niece is two, and it's gonna be her tractor, basically. It's going to her, and the next generation of kids
all
will have
right.
it.
All right, well, that's very, very, very cool. Now, what the heck is all that orange junk all over it?
I know what it looks like. I mean, those are paintballs,
Those are paintballs?
Yeah, I have my own gun, trust me, I know. But they're little balls, like the size of marbles, that are filled with paint, and you shoot each other with them. I can't blame whoever shot this thing up, because if I had a big red metal target sitting in my backyard... Oh, wait.
What am I looking at as far as time and stuff?
Okay. Everything comes apart.
Okay.
You know, the axles come off, the wheels come off, we'll split it in half. And then because this is aluminum, we can go ahead and just blast away. We'll blast all that off, rejuvenate the wheels.
Okay.
We'll replace this in here.
Okay.
And this, all the decals. I'm noticing there's decals all over it.
Yeah.
And then we'll clear it, and then we'll start assembling and put it all back together.
Okay. So what are we looking at as far as price?
I'm thinking probably $2,500 to $2,800 to get the whole thing done.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's just what the price is going to be able to bring it in here, get all of our guys on this thing to get it done right. And that's what we're all about, is making it right.
And if it lives for another three generations, I see it being worth it.
It's understandable. Appreciate that. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm all for it. Let's go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Hey, thanks. Thanks
all
a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank
you. Let's go in the office, and I know Tyler's going to put that in line.
You go. I know the drill.
Good.
I think you want to go play paintball.
Whatever.
Brettley and I are heading over to my friend's antique store to see if he wants to get something restored. This guy has an amazing collection, so I'm really excited to see what he has for us.
Hey.
Hey, Rick. I'm glad you made it. Thank you for coming.
You bet. Thank you.
How you doing?
Brother.
Jim.
Nice to meet you.
Man, you got some cool stuff in here.
We get things from all over the world. We sell unique and unusual items.
That thing is badass. That's a little roaster.
It's a 1905, and it was out in New York.
These were sitting on the side of the streets, and they would vend out of these. This actually roasted it, and then they served it right out of here. Look at that thing there. What is that?
Looks like a death chair.
Actually, it's hand-carved in Bali.
This is bad. Look at these skulls.
Here, I dig it.
Sit here a second. Yeah, let me... In case one of you guys wants to go down Las Vegas.
To pick up parts for Rick's restoration.
I like it.
The idea for a chair like this is really cool. I love the job that someone did to really spice this thing up.
Let me show you what I brought you here for.
Okay,
this is
cool.
Something that I really wanted you to fix up.
Oh, man, that is cool.
I called Rick to look at an old bumper car from Pier 39 in San Francisco.
Where'd you get this thing?
This came from a guy that cleared out his whole garage. It's from the late 40s, I think. When you hit somebody then, I mean, they would fly around. I mean, you really hit somebody.
I mean, you could hurt yourself. You'd literally fly out of the
right.
car. These were cool because they actually were driven by electricity. There was a steel plate on the floor. This pole came up. And then it completed its circuit when it touched the ceiling.
Well, what would you suggest? Because I do want to drive it around like a golf cart.
Yeah, like a golf cart. So there's enough room in the back to put a battery, you know, a couple batteries, electric motor, you turn the switch on, you step on the gas pedal, and off you go.
So you're going to have to put wheels on it,
yes.
though.
Yes. I got to get inside it, figure it out. Got to figure out where we're putting the motor, where we're putting the battery, how we're wiring it.
You're starting to scare me a little bit. What do you think it's going to cost me?
Taking it apart is probably going to take 6 hours. It's fiberglass, so what's that mean?
No sandblasting.
Right. We have to actually hand sand the whole thing out.
Yeah.
That could take, you know, a day and a half, maybe 2 days blocking. There'll be some polishing and prepping going on. May have 4 or 5 hours in that, and then we'll assemble it. But before we assemble it, we got to engineer this motor thing.
You're talking a lot of work.
I mean, total restoration, I'm looking at $6,500. It's going to be the baddest ride in town, believe me.
I would question anybody else but you, and so I say we have a deal.
Awesome, awesome. Thank
you. You keep an eye on it.
It's going to look killer.
I'm anxious to see everything, but I want to see what it looks like with the wheels on it.
Should have got that chair.
You like that chair?
Heck yeah. It's one of a kind.
What are we doing with this thing? Tearing it down?
Yeah, did you talk with Rick about how far we're going into it?
If we're tearing it down, I think we're tearing it down.
All right.
Well, that's a good start.
Rick has Brettley and me tearing down this old bumper car. I like working with Brettley. What he lacks in common sense, he makes up for with enthusiasm.
Ah! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Did Rick tell you what we're supposed to do with this rubber?
Yeah, don't tear it up because we can't find him.
You ready?
Get these bolts over here. Split the body off the chassis.
All right.
Hold it right there.
Coming down, coming down.
Coming in hot. Hey.
It's just like a tire, right?
Exactly. It's all it is, one great big tire. You gotta kind of careful, man. We don't pop the inner tube inside here. There's an inner tube in there.
Ah!
That's getting there, man.
Ah. Yeah!
Finally.
Yeah. A customer recently dropped off a kid's Farmall tractor that looks like it's been sitting around for years. So Cowboy and Brettley are tearing it down bolt by bolt.
Man, it looks like somebody had a really good time with a paintball gun. You know, just took a lot of anger out.
God, you idiot. Put them in the box.
Brettley loses more parts than a leper on a pogo stick. So I'm gonna make sure he puts every single piece in a storage box where it belongs.
Put them in the box.
Put them in the box.
In the box. Now come over here and just hold this thing. Can you do that?
It's a lot of stress in the shop.
Because the nincompoops we gotta work with.
Well, at least we get the job done.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Put it in the box.
Put it in the box.
Down the bolt. In the box.
Probably said in the box about 40 times.
Dude, you still ain't learning nothing.
It's the little details that are gonna make this bumper car stand out. This seat is trashed, so Tyler and I are heading over to the upholsters to find the perfect seat fabric.
So, Tyler, what's the deal with you and the gun thing? I mean, I didn't know you owned a gun.
Oh, my God.
What's that all about?
Relax. It's a paintball gun. You shoot people with paintballs.
That sounds stupid.
No, there's, like, people set up courses, and there's things you hide behind, and we should take the whole crew out paintballing. It'd be a great stress reliever.
Yeah, we don't have time right now to go and do that. I mean,
I'm
really,
just telling you, it would boost company morale.
It would boost morale?
Yeah, because then they wouldn't be so stressed out, and then they would have a better work ethic.
You know, I'll think about it. But right now, we got upholstery to think about, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Good. Got another project for you. This stuff's out of a bumper car.
Jesse's done several projects for us in the past, from bicycle seats to a mechanical bull. I just hope he has something nice to go with our retro theme.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to do tuck and roll on it.
Okay.
You know, this around being flat,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then inside here, tuck and roll.
Okay. I think probably a 3 or 4 inch rolls would be good.
Okay.
Tuck and roll is a lost art. Instead of flat upholstery, they give it that real nice plush look. It's gonna look like it was right out of the 50s. And it's quite a big, long process to get each one of those pleats tucked. Stepping up the little details like this are the difference between somebody liking a restoration or absolutely loving it. So it's worth every penny. Now that we're finished with all the bodywork on the kids' farm all tractor that we're restoring, we're gonna spray it with a few coats of fire engine red paint. From the 40s through the 60s, this shade of red was definitely the hottest color out there for kids' toys. Once all the paint dries, Ted's gonna go over all the dimensions on the decals and recreate all the artwork from scratch. His attention to detail is amazing, and I can't wait to see how it looks when he's done. We've been restoring a 1950s bumper car, and the customer wants it to run on its own power like a golf cart. So the trickiest part of this restoration is converting it into a self-propelled vehicle. Dave has been working on fabricating a new steering column, and I brought in an expert named Crazy Steve to build a self-contained motor to get this thing running.
Normally, the bumper car would run off of a stinger pole, usually around 220 volts, but we don't have that power source, so I have to incorporate a closed unit under the shell of the bumper car.
How fast do you think this thing's gonna go once it's all together?
I'm just guessing from 7 to 10.
7 to 10 miles an hour?
Yeah, possibly more.
I wanna hear more. It makes things really scary.
I fashioned a 12-volt battery and a 12-volt starter motor. And hopefully, when they hit the pedal, she's going to go.
Can we re-gear it to make it go faster, like 20?
I don't think you really want to go any faster. It's got no brakes.
Who needs brakes, man?
So.
Right, now what do we got?
We're gonna run our chain. Put that bad boy there.
Got it.
I fashioned this particular part to keep the back of the motor from torque twisting.
Oh, look at that.
Because these motors, as you know, they're pretty powerful. They've got
yes,
a lot of torque. That battery over there will fit perfectly in here.
Nice.
Tighten all these bolts up, run the cords, and we'll give it a tester. Huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Are you ready?
Yeah, as long as this chain don't fly off and kill me, we're good.
Smoky burnout?
We almost put a hole in the table.
We're barreling down the home stretch of this kid's tractor restoration. So now all we gotta do is assemble all the parts, and hopefully we knock his socks off when he sees it.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good, how you been?
Good. I came today to Rick's restoration to pick up my farm all pedal tractor.
You excited?
I'm excited.
Okay.
Definitely want to see this thing.
All right, come on, it's over here.
All right, let's go. I'm kind of worried and kind of hoping that it comes out okay because it wasn't the best shape.
I mean, I can't wait to show you this thing. It looks a lot different.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Whoa.
There we go.
Wow. Damn.
Oh. What do you think?
Check that
was
phenomenal. Wow.
You like that?
Damn. I think it looks good. It was unbelievable. I think it was phenomenal. I mean, the color, the pop. If I didn't know it myself, I would think it's something different. It looks so good. It looks brand new.
after we got all the paintball juice off of it, we stripped it all down, and we did a lot of body work, meaning, you know, filled it all in so there's no pits and everything. So we got it a lot smoother on there.
It looks great. It looks bitchin'.
The color is the red. Pow, man, it just, like, nails you.
It does.
We got all these decals put back on originally the way they were. That decal on the front really sets it off.
All right.
And then the International Harvester decal on the front.
Stuck out,
So,
very nice. Came out really well.
If you remember, the hubcaps were deteriorated out. So we ended up getting those all polished out and everything. And then redid all your wheels, basically, you know. Painted the wheels.
Came great.
Pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And of course, the seat, we ended up taking and putting the picture on there.
That looks great.
And we cleared it over and over and over and rubbed it all out. So now it's all in there. You can sit on it all day long and it won't hurt anybody.
That looks great. It just sets the tractor off having that seat like it is. It's a generational thing. It's a legacy, and I can't wait to have my family see it. Oh, I appreciate it, man. It looks great, and I really appreciate you guys did. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks.
This is great.
All right.
My family's going to love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go in the office. We'll take care of the rest of the paperwork. Ty, just get it all ready to go, okay? Just wrap it up, all right?
So we're going to test it, right?
No. Just get it ready to go.
We made this seat super sturdy for that reason. God, I wish I could ride this.
We've been restoring and customizing an amusement park bumper car for a friend of mine. Not only did we make it look pretty, we installed a battery-powered motor so you can drive this little hot rod out of the rink and around the block. I didn't spare any expense on this project, so I really hope his jaw hits the ground when he sees this.
Hey, Rick!
Hey!
Jim! How are you,
buddy? How you been, guy?
Good.
I came here today to Rick's Restoration to pick up my Pier 39 bumper car.
So you're excited about it?
Absolutely.
Okay, come on over here. It's over here.
It was just a shell when Rick picked it up. I'm anxious to see what it looks like and how it's running, if it is running.
Where the hell did it go? Bradley! It was just here.
Here he comes. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, man.
Jeez.
You know I had to test it out.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Oh, that is cool. When Brettley came around the corner and I first saw it, I was just blown away. I couldn't believe it looked like that. I was a happy camper, believe me.
Thanks, Brettley.
All right.
Oh, better late than ever. Man.
I couldn't imagine it would look like this.
Yeah.
It looks like a Ferrari. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Every time we do something and new and different, I try to take the guys and we go one more step further. On the body, it was a rough cast, so we ended up sanding it all out, smoothing it all, putting a good coat of primer on there, and then put clear on and buffed it all out, so it looks like a car now.
Beautiful.
All the original emblem on here, all the grille's been redone. Everything that was gold-plated or gold-anodized, we ended up chrome-plating.
Wow.
We did a real nice leather job with this tuck and roll. A little more classy look than just a piece of vinyl.
I mean, it's just unbelievable, the work you did.
To put the final touch on it, we went and did this pole on there.
That you've got to have.
Yeah, otherwise
they really know what it is.
That's right. The car is not the same without that stick on the end. You know what you need to do?
What's that?
You need to take it for a spin.
Well, I'm ready.
Get in.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Whoa.
When I sat in the seat, it's more comfortable than my Mercedes.
Now, hold on! Hold on, Jim!
But I was a little surprised it went that fast, but it was a great ride. I had a great time, and I'm going to have some more good times in it, too. That baby moves.
Does that bring back your youth or what?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great.
You
did
like it?
Beautiful job.
Awesome.
I'm happy, happy, happy.
Good.
It just brought back memories. I really love that car.
I brought my own gun. Does that intimidate you guys?
The crew's been working like crazy on all these deadlines, so we're going to take a little break at a local paintball club to blow off some steam. So you're saying you're going like that?
I'm going sleeveless. I'm not going to get hit, so why does it matter if I sleeveless?
He's going like
I'll
that.
I'll go with no shirt on.
If you're going sleeveless, I'm going sleeveless, okay?
Okay, that's a bad decision. Oh, God.
Left side ready! You're
dead!
Right side ready!
Ready!
Go, 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 go!
Help me, Bradley, cover me.
You better run and hide.
Bad decision.
Boom, 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 boom. That orange suit Bradley had on was an easy target.
Ah! Gotcha, you son of a bitch.
Ah! Oh! Big shot.
Ah, ceasefire!
I took one right to the nipple.
Keep your eye on the ball, Tyler.
You gonna wear long sleeves next time there, buddy?
Maybe. I guess this is a good day of work. Nice because we're not in the shop. Bad because the whole left side of my body hurts.
What's this look like under here? That's what I want to know.
That looks like a nasty hickey.
I'm in serious pain right now. I got a really bad one right there. It hurts.
This was an awesome day for Rick's Restorations. We're gonna go to work tomorrow all fresh and ready to just pound out some metal.
Blue team.
Woo!